zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, we're continuing the story this morning about, yes, a local serial killer. Well, I don't know why nobody told me about this when we started doing Murder Monday, because I would have, you know, been worried, but I guess we're getting into it now. And it is the Indianapolis serial killer who goes by the name Herb Baumeister. Am I getting that right, or am I still butchering it?
You got it.
All right, cool. Let's check the social media at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag Murder Monday and Ash_Flowers. I got that right?
Yep.
All right, cool. What are people saying? Live the web girl.
Heather said, is it a wax human? Hashtag Murder Monday. And then Allie said, the only reason I'm going to class today is because I had to wake up for Murder Monday.
Now we're talking, or I guess, Ashley, where we left off, you were wanting us to guess what?
Yes, so Tony and this guy who he knows as Brian Smart walk into this indoor pool, and surrounding the entire pool are mannequins that are dressed up and posed. And Brian said that he hates being home alone, so he dresses these mannequins up and poses them so it feels like he's at a party.
Let's go psycho!
So even though there's a pool room full of mannequins, Tony's like, yeah, I'm still gonna go for a dip.
Tony!
No!
So Tony still swims, and that's when Brian starts getting even weirder. He asks Tony, like, have you ever tried choking yourself out, like, during intercourse? And he says, you know, it's like nothing else. It'll heighten the experience. And Tony's like, no, you're being crazy. No.
Yeah.
But he's
now he's being crazy. The mannequins weren't crazy, but this is,
well,
Tony.
Well, he's like, let me just try it on you. And Tony lets him.
No!
Tony!
Dude!
Tony, we see, if Murder Monday wouldn't have been around in the 90s, we could have helped Tony out. He would have known what to look for.
Tony's adventurous.
So he wraps this pool hose around Tony's neck, and he's pulling tighter and tighter until Tony realizes this isn't a game. He's not going to stop until he's dead.
Ooh.
So Tony fakes him out, and he pretends to pass out, and he lets up.
First smart thing he's done.
First. I'm kidding. So he lets up. And then when he opens his eyes, though, he says he can see Brian is, like, freaking out. He did not expect him to wake up. So he kind of plays it off like, oh, it just got out of hand, no big deal. And he drives him home. So the police department, this is the whole story they have from Tony. They're looking up this Brian Smart guy. Of course, there's no one named Brian Smart.
Uh-huh.
They don't have anything to go off of. All they know, the guy wasn't paying attention to where they were. He just said, we drove north. We got to a place with a long, curvy driveway, a really big house with an indoor pool, and there was a sign outside that said something farms. And he confirms that one tip that they got, that he had an Ohio license plate. So the Indianapolis police reach out to Ohio, and they confirm that what they're seeing in Indianapolis, they've been seeing in Ohio for a long time. Starting in 1985, they had bodies showing up along I-70 in Ohio in 85, 86, 89, and 90. All the men were strangled, and all of them were last seen at a gay bar in Indianapolis.
Yeah!
That is freaking scary. So he's just going all along I-70.
All along I-70. So the cops in Indianapolis meet with cops in northern Indy, and they say, okay, does anyone recognize what we're talking about here? And sure enough, Hamilton County says, I know exactly the house that you're talking about. It's off of 156th Street in Westfield. And Indianapolis police are like, okay, let's go. Let's do this. We're going to go search the home. But it's not in their jurisdiction, and they have to get the Hamilton County judge to sign off on it. But he won't do it.
Why?
Because he said that this is an unreliable witness. We can't just... This is a nice man. We can't just go...
Excuse me?
Well, and so I...
Excuse me? First the potholes, now this? Indianapolis, what you doing? What you doing, honey?
They're
no.
Definitely equal. Potholes in this, definitely the same. So... The police, I have a video on my Instagram, at Indy Ash Flowers. Like, it's a video of Herb. Like, he's mortified that someone ran over a raccoon. Like, it's the craziest thing. So I can see why.
Who's mortified?
Herb. that someone would kill a raccoon. So I can see why the Hamilton County's like, this guy would never, like, ever.
He's a good faker.
Right. So all they can do at this point is learn about Herb's background and kind of get more information on him. So they find that as a young child, he, like, definitely was off. He was telling people, like, I wish I knew what it was like. What does human urine taste like?
And oh, God. All right, Bear Grylls, let's not say we did.
He would put, like, dead birds on his teacher's desks. And this didn't stop when he was, like, a child or when he became an adult. Like, after he got married, he worked at the BMV. And one time he got so pissed at his boss that he peed on his desk.
Okay.
All right.
Like, I don't know if you guys have ever peed on Buster's desk.
No.
Just because you're mad at him.
We have not done that one yet.
No, but we did something else.
No, we didn't.
What? Nothing. Continuing on, this guy really liked to go to the bathroom.
So he's got this weird behavior, but he's still able to be successful. He has a wife, he has kids, and he opens up a really, like, successful chain of thrift stores, and he buys a $1 million estate called Fox Hollow Farms in Westfield.
Ooh, Fox Hollow!
And the timing of this is super interesting because once they buy this 15-acre estate, the bodies stop being dumped in Ohio. So police are even more sure that there are bodies on his property.
100%.
And at this time, he's getting a divorce with Julie, so they go and try and...
Wait a minute, this dude is married?
Married with kids, I just said that!
Woo!
So they go try and confront his wife, and she's like, no way, he's not a murderer, shuts him down. But when police leave, she remembers something that kind of gets her concerned.
Come on, how do you just remember something after the fact?
Yeah, you see a picture of Herb and his whole family, his wife that we're talking about, and what he looks like. Instagram @JoeAndAlexShow. Keep tweeting us, #MurderMonday.